Inexplicably restored from the non-pro clipkeeper's vault, the Lazy Foley Players present to you this uncut, unedited, unproduced piece of unprofessional pulp. A creepy little tale called The Dead Won't Die.
Rod Fletcher thought he had every angle figured, that he could make crime pay. There were no holes in his airtight plan, except the one they put in his corpse.
Oh, I can see he didn't die.
So they put his corpse into
it.
A hole.
Got it.
Okay, let's try.
Except the one they put the corpse into. That was the one he forgot to cover. And he found out that sometimes the dead won't die.
You'll never get away with this. Do you hear me? I'll see that you're trucked in. If it's the last thing I ever do.
Go on, loser. Maybe this'll teach you not to carry so much around with you this late at night, Welsh.
Bang! Bang! Half me full bang!
Ah! I'll see that you pay! Ugh!
That old fool Welsh went for a gun? What was he thinking? I had to kill him.
Hurry, Rod! I've got the motor running!
Was that what that sound was supposed to be? I don't understand. It was terrifying. You need to get that looked at. All right, let me just open this car door. And then close it behind me. Move over, May, my girlfriend. I better take the wheel.
Rod, what happened? I got so worried that you weren't back in time. And then I heard those shots. I was terrified.
I had to get rid of him, honey. But I got the money. Hey, that rhymed. Only thing I can't figure out is how it rhymed. And who set the alarm off? Welsh is as dead as they get. Mm-hmm. Can't this piece of junk go any faster? Oh, I'm driving, right? Yeah.
Rod sent the car screaming through the night, driving as if chased by demons. A little while later, in a small cafe...
Now, the best thing for us to do is split up, May. You take the cash and the kids. I hop on the train to get to the hideout.
You know, I'm okay with this plan.
All right. I feel like people will think that's a plot point.
It's a little too significant.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Well, say bye. This is the worst breakup.
Note to self, don't say words that aren't in script. Right.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing for us to do is to split up, May. You take the cash and hop on a train to get to the hideout. I'll meet you there as soon as I can. They'll never find us in the hills of Vermont.
I'll be glad when they're off I'll be glad when we're far away from this city. Honey, are you going to be okay? What's the matter? You're as jumpy as a jackrabbit.
Nothing. I'm fine, baby. I just felt as if someone was. No, it's nothing. Nerves, I guess.
I'd rather be going with you, but I guess I got the money.
Sorry.
I'd rather be...
We don't have much more for me. Just muscle through.
I'd rather be going with you, but I guess you're right about this. Someone may have seen us together at the getaway. Be careful, darling. There's a heavy fog rolling in tonight.
Sounds like Marge Simpson acting.
It does sound like Marge trying to act.
Don't worry about me, baby. Somehow I feel this is safer. You know I've got a knack for these situations.
What?
Don't worry about me, baby. Somehow I feel this is safer. You know I've got a knack for these situations. See you soon.
As Rod roars away into the murky night, the fog slides over the car softly, swiftly, silently, alliteratively, like a shroud. Only the burning eyes of the car light its way. Eyes? Whatever.
My nerves are like pulled rubber bands.
This is how people talk.
Ugh, I really gotta get my car's eyes checked. My nerves are like pulled rubber bands. I've got to relax. No one could have possibly seen me kill him. I'm as safe as he is dead. Oh, there's a hitchhiker. Maybe I'll pick him up. That'll keep my mind off things.
How's about a lift, buddy? He's Canadian now. How's about a lift, buddy? How's about a lift, buddy? You going my way?
Sure. Sorry about the sounds my car's made. Oh, no, no! Yeah, I can't be. I killed you. No!
Rod jams on the accelerator, and the car lurches forward like a bat out of hell. Rod's face is like whitewash, but as he roars through the night, as dark as the grave, he seems to be talking to himself.
What a dumb thing to do, Rod. Come on, Rod, keep it together. This is no time for you to lose your nerve, Rod. This fog is playing tricks with your imagination. Rod. Laugh it off. Just laugh it off. Ha! Ha ha!
Bah! But, as Rod Fancher... a new name?
Wait, let me... we first have we established this?
I thought it was Fulcher. Wait.
No, it's Fancher.
Oh, no, okay, my bad.
It's always been Fancher.
All right. Good name. But, as Rod Fancher laughs, trying to keep his courage up, it sounds hollow and seems to echo strangely from the back walls of the night.
Laughing like that.
I think this is your you have to do the vocal thing now. Try to make it weird.
Ha 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 ha. I'm trying to laugh in Welsh. It's like laughing but with more consonants. We are still going my way, and it's a long trip.
I'm losing my mind. How could he be here? No one passed me going over the bridge. This can't be happening. Also, I killed him. I know what this is. I need food. I haven't eaten all day. If I get a good hot meal under my belt, I'll chase these stupid hallucinations away. I'm dizzy with hunger. Sure, that's it. That's what I need. Food.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Need any gas, sir?
Can I take your dinner order while you wait for your gas, sir?
What the hell kind of place is this? All right, yeah, fill her up and fill me up. Can you get me an order of the biggest steak you've got in the place with plenty of gravy, French fries, and the works?
Coming right up. That's how things work back now. Be right back.
Oh, it's me. Hey, buddy. And by buddy, I mean gas station attendant. I hope you can change this $100. It's the smallest I have. Say, can you tell me how far I am from Mountainville?
Sure, buddy.
Vermont.
Yeah, so...
Oh, sorry. You don't have far to go, buddy.
Holy crap, my car's driving itself!
Well, look at that. Crazy fool's driving. He'll kill himself.
Can you believe the noise of that guy? He orders the most expensive dinner on the menu and then drives off. What a creep.
There isn't much time for Rod to wonder about what he has seen. for a few moments later, he hears a long, ear-piercing wail, and only the view in his mirror saves his sanity.
Oh, it's only a police car. For a minute, I thought it was something else. They must be after me. I think I'd better try to lose them. Yeah, why not? I'm way too mixed up right now. Plus the murder. They're gaining on me. I've got to think my way out of this.
Boom, boom, boom.
By the way, anybody else picturing Rod going into Winnie the Pooh posture?
I just try to pull the trigger of his gun. If there's phones, try to silence them because we don't want to lose a brilliant take in notifications.
I'm hit. Hurts like a son of a... Wait, it's not much farther to the hideout. I've got to make it. There has to be a way. It's my only chance. If I can just get down this road before they see me.
In the incredible fog, Rod misses the road repair sign inches in front of him. The screaming brakes refuse to hold, and in a split second, Rod's car careens off the road. The sickening sound of crushed metal is the last thing he hears before losing consciousness. And so, hours later, even more hours later, a few more hours later.
Where am I? I feel like every bone in my body is broken. Ouch, my shoulder. It's a bone in my body, and it's broken. Now I remember, I've got to get to the hideout. It's only a few miles from here.
Every step was agony for the broken and wounded body of Rod Fancher. He remembered the face he had seen along the road and at the gas stop, and was afraid to turn around. He felt it following him, and fear pushed him along the last few yards.
Oh, this is a slow steps. Oh, God. At last, I made it. I'll be safe now. May will be here. She's my girlfriend. She'll help me. May?
I'm coming!
May, thank God. You're not May. Where is May?
May? Well, I guess I haven't heard.
You haven't heard. Don't. I guess I haven't heard. Let me tell you.
I guess you haven't heard. Let me tell you. She was waiting here to meet her boyfriend here, and I guess by the name of Fancher. But there was a new report. It said that he was killed in a car accident yesterday. Poor girl. She was so upset. I found her in the bathtub. Just so horrible.
No! No!
Hey, what's the matter? Are you okay? Who are you anyway?
All right, Welsh. All right. You did it. You made me pay. May is gone. Dead.
Ha! All right, hands up. Nobody move. There he is. Easy, he's armed. That's Rob Fancher. He left a trail of blood all the way over here.
Hours later, as Rod is looking out from a cell.
But I'm telling you, you can't try me for murder. Don't you see? I'm dead. I was killed yesterday.
What's the matter with that guy?
He's nuts. There was another guy called Fancher killed in an accident yesterday, and this nut thinks that he's him. He's bonkers. He wanted downstate for murder, and the guy's name is Welsh, too.
Wait, no. That last sentence was wrong.
I completely read that wrong. he wanted downstate for murder. The guy named Welsh, too.
He's wanted downstate for murder of a guy named...
Of a guy. I keep forgetting of.
Yeah.
That word's there. Okay. He's wanted downstate for murder of a guy named Welsh, too.
And so, Rod Fancher was set to a jail for criminal... And so, Rod Fancher was sent to a jail for the criminally insane. A raving husk.
of a man.
Shut up, you creepy old skeleton.
Wait, what's going on?
The doctors say his own guilt made his mind play tricks.
I'm the announcer. I'm the announcer. You're the narrator. It's different.
I'm the narrator.
Yes, that's what I said. Yes. I was the announcer at the top of the hour.
You're not announcing anything.
Listen,
now.
The important thing is it was his mind that was playing tricks on him, and he never saw Welsh's goats. Doctor said it.
That doesn't make any damn sense.
But no one can convince him he isn't dead, because... Do you mind? You're crapping onto my microphone. Get over.
No.
Stop it.
And who knows what he really saw that night?
I will give you such a pinch!
Dog.
Really? Wait, that doesn't make any damn sense. Wait, what was the twist? I honestly have no idea what happened.
The Dead Won't Die has been a non-productive production, adapted from a comic written by Tom Gill. Originally published in 1951's Witch's Tales No. 1. Adapted for the radio by Ken Smith. With Pete Monty as Welsh, the narrator, and a waitress from Brooklyn. AJ Ingersoll as May, the gas station attendant, a police officer, and the confused southern woman tending a hideout in Vermont. And Frank Hablawi as Ron Fancher and your announcer. With Al Baldino as Foley artist and additional voices.
Bring, bring, bring!
Directed and produced by Alan Smithy. Isn't it? Isn't that the name you use when you don't want to take credit for something? I think it's Alan Smithy, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Actually, Al, can you say bam boom or something like that?
Bam boom!
All right, instead of that, make the sound of a gun being shot in self-defense from a moving car. Go.
Bang, bang, bang!
That's what I wanted.
There we go. Frank, you're just a genius.
There you go.
He just needed his motivation.